This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday his nation's military would clear terrorists from its border in northern Syria if the Kurdish militia does not leave by the deadline agreed upon by Turkey and Russia. That deadline of 1,500 hours UTC on Tuesday was determined in a deal agreed between Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Meanwhile, Erdogan repeated his threat to open the gates for refugees to head to Europe if European countries did not support Ankara's plans for a safe zone in northeast Turkey, northeast Syria, where he wants to resettle refugees currently in Turkey. Russia has said that its military police and Syrian border guards would facilitate the removal of Kurds from within 30 kilometers of the border. An assembly of Roman Catholic bishops from the Amazon on Saturday proposed that married men in the remote area be ordained priests, which could lead to a landmark change in the Church's century-old discipline of celibacy. The proposal, made in a final document from a three-week assembly known as a synod, passed by 128-41. Pope Francis will consider that proposal, along with many others, on issues including the environment and the role of women in the Church, in a future document of his own known as an apostolic exhortation. Authorities have ordered new evacuations for about 50,000 people over concerns about severe wind near a huge wildfire in Northern California. They fear that gusts could reach 137 kilometers per hour. Meanwhile, the Pacific Gas and Electric Company said it would cut power to 940,000 customers amid concerns the gusty winds could knock down power lines and spark more fire. This is VOA News. Clashes between police and militant elements of a huge crowd of demonstrators in central Barcelona transformed part of the city into a battleground Saturday as another day of pro-independence demonstrations turned violent. About 10,000 demonstrators surrounded police headquarters, with some throwing paintballs, water bottles, and other projectiles at police. Officers carrying shields and batons and backed by armored vans responded with charges in an attempt to disperse the crowd. Earlier, hundreds of thousands of people marched in the city streets against the imprisonment of 9 separatist leaders for their roles in an illegal 2017 secession bid. Earlier this month, Spain's Supreme Court sentenced the 9 Catalan officials to between 9 and 13 years in prison for sedition. At least 7 people were killed in Iraq on Saturday on a second day of protests against Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi's government. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the deaths follow more than 50 people killed in Iraq on Friday.
Hundreds of protesters continued to show their discontent Saturday in the streets of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, demanding political reforms and an end to widespread government corruption. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi complained in a televised address, however, about what he called the contradictory demands of protesters. He says that he's startled to see many of those who were opposed to reform because it was allegedly being pushed by outside forces now are calling on the government to step down. Despite attempts to call parliament into session Saturday, no quorum was reached to hold a meeting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A Russian woman convicted of being an illegal agent returned to Moscow, Reuters' Mia Warmersley reports.
Emotional, the 30-year-old graduate student told reporters gathered at the airport that Russians never surrender. Butina pleaded guilty in December last year to one count of conspiring to act as a foreign agent for Russia by infiltrating a gun rights group and influencing U.S. conservative activists and Republicans. She served most of her 18-month sentence.
I am very thankful to everyone who supported me, all the Russian citizens who helped in word and in deed, who wrote me letters, who donated money for my defense. I am very glad to see my family.
Her case further strained U.S.-Russian relations, prompting Moscow to accuse Washington of forcing Butina to confess to what it described as ridiculous charges.
That's Mia Warmersley of Reuters. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.